He and Emily had lasted 3 years. He had loved her, and she'd been the first to break his heart. "There a coffee bar near here?" she asked. "A Starbucks," Myron said. "I'll drive." "I don't want to go with you, Emily." She gave him the smile. "Lost my charms, have I?" "They lost their effect on me a long time ago." Half lie. She shifted her hips. "It's important, Myron."
"Not to me."
"You don't even know."
"It doesn't matter, Emily. You're the past. So is your husband."
"My ex-husband. I divorced him, remember? And I never knew what he did to you."
"Right," Myron said. "You were just the cause."
She looked at him. "It's not that simple. You know that."
He nodded. She was right, of course. "I always knew why I did it," Myron said. "I was being a competitive dumbass who wanted to get one up on Greg." "But why you?" Emily shook her head.
"It doesn't matter anymore," she said.
"Guess not," he said. "But I've always been curious."
"We both had too much to drink."
"Simple as that?"
"Yes."
Myron made a face. "Lame," he said.
"Maybe it was just about sex," she said.
"A purely physical act?"
"Maybe."
"The night before you married someone else?"
She looked at him. "It was dumb, okay?"
"You say so."
"And maybe I was scared," she said.
"Of getting married?"
"Of marrying the wrong man."
Myron shook his head. "Jesus, you're shameless.